Hi, in this episode of IB Matters, we talk to our Minnesota Association of IB World Schools President, Sarah Wernemont, about the process we used this past year to develop our MNIB mission statement. You'll hear it was a journey that I found challenging but very rewarding in the end. While we've just begun implementation of the new mission, we are both excited about the path that has been created by this work. I hope you can find pieces of this process useful to you, whether you are in an IB association yourself, or in a school, or any other organization needing some direction as you plan your own future work. Welcome to IB Matters, a podcast for those who currently teach, lead, attend, or are interested in International Baccalaureate IB schools. Hi, folks, and welcome back to IB Matters. It's been a while since we've last had an episode, but this episode it just kind of came up. It's very local and personal here in Minnesota, and it is related to some things that are going on at the IB World Conference, Global Conference in Toronto coming up next week. But it should be evergreen. It should be something that people can listen to and use in their work over whatever time, whenever you listen to this podcast. And so I want to start by introducing Sarah Wernemont. Sarah is the president of the Minnesota Association of IB World Schools, and she and I work closely together to help organize teacher training and workshops, and just in many ways, carry out the mission of the IB here in Minnesota. And I'm going to just say hi to Sarah. Sarah, why don't you say hi, folks, and we'll talk about what we're doing today.
Hello, everybody.
Sarah, I used the word mission a moment ago, and this episode is going to be about creating a mission for our organization, the Minnesota Association of IB World Schools. And as you know, we have people from all over the world, and sometimes they're part of a IB association, sometimes they're not. Sometimes they're just working in a school, and hopefully this podcast will be useful to people who are thinking about the purpose of their organization and the role that the members play in it and how they serve the IB mission through their own work and so on. So let's go ahead and talk about the work that we just did recently in the last year, creating a mission statement for the Minnesota Association of IB World Schools. And I wanted to have Sarah on because Sarah was really the impetus behind it. And so Sarah, why don't you just answer the question about kind of why do a mission statement for an organization that is within the IB, which has its own mission statement?
Well, it came to me as I was sitting in our association meeting last fall when we were sitting there. I was thinking, why are we here? Like, what is our purpose? Like, what are we doing? We are enacting the IB mission statement, but we have a slightly different goal. And so I wanted to give our members and give us a chance to think about what it was that we wanted to bring to that and just how we could serve our students and serve our community and just give us a chance to think about that. We have been doing a lot of thinking about that since COVID and just the changes within our own community in Minnesota. It just seemed like the right time to be thinking about what it was that we needed to do as an organization to better serve our community. So I just thought that we should talk about it and think about what made sense for us as an organization.
Right. And I have to admit that from my perspective, I had, when the term of a mission for Minnesota IB schools came up, I was like, well, we have the IB mission. Why do we need another? And, one of the cool things about our organization is it has a board, and the board changes over, and every couple, 3 years, new people come into different roles. And this is something that was kind of Sarah's idea for us to pursue this, as she just explained. And I've come full circle, and I love it. And now I'm like, I can't wait to implement what we came up with. And later in the recording here, we'll be sharing with you our final product. But we want to talk first a little bit about how we did it, and kind of maybe something you might replicate. I've been in part of a mission statement development in a very large school district, and it was different than this. But for our size organization, I think it was a great fit. Just a little context. Let me give the listeners a little context. Minnesota IB schools are comprised of 60 plus individual schools, and we have almost 80 different programs, because some of our schools have up to four programs, the K-12 continuum, but many of them have two programs. And so we have annual or quarterly meetings that are usually attended by about 50 coordinators out of the 60 plus or 70 some coordinators that are out there in Minnesota. So it's not a tiny organization, but it's also nowhere near the size of something like the IB. So so that's the background. And I asked Sarah if she would just kind of give a thumbnail sketch or a framework of how we went about this. So go ahead, Sarah, and just tell folks kind of how we started and how we got to the point of actually coming up with a draft.
Well, I had gone through this process a few different times with my former principal, Ellen Schulman. And so she seemed like a natural person to ask to if she would work with us on this. She's a strong believer in IB. And so she gathered the board and we worked with her to come up with our own personal purpose statements about what it was that we believed in on what we believed was important. John, you can kind of jump in at any time, but we wrote those down. We just reflected on that.
Yeah. So let me just jump in with what I felt for me myself is that she asked us to be very personal, like, what is your own purpose? And, some of the people on our board are mid-career. I would say I'm on the later side of that. So here I am, a retired educator and thinking back on what has been my purpose and what does it continue to be. And so I remember, we met in her beautiful home and we separated different places in her home and just had 20 to 30 minutes by ourselves to think about these things and come up with a statement that we brought back. And so once we brought those statements back, why don't you pick it up from there, what we did then at that point?
So then we shared our purposes and everybody read theirs out loud. And then we looked for commonalities and talked about what stood out, what we thought overlapped with IB, what we thought was interesting, unique, what maybe was missing, what we
some of the things she pointed out were some of the things that we kind of knew about our board. One of the things that was staring us literally in the face is that our board is entirely white. Ellen is a person of color herself. We were like, yep, here we are. So then we're starting to think, and given the students we serve in Minnesota who are very diverse, we found ourselves, going, oh yeah, this is probably a thing we should address. This is something that we need to work on. Yeah.
Right. Because we had talked as a group about how we wanted to serve our students and help make sure that their needs were being met and that we were breaking down barriers for them. But as we were reflecting on our individual purposes, it was maybe not coming clear and coming out that as an organization that we were maybe not taking that step and showing that as an organization, because the next step was then to think of as an organization what our next step was going to be or what our purpose as an organization was. Mm-hmm. So the next step was to look at our individual purposes and then to think as an organization what our purpose was. And so Ellen pushed us a little bit to be thinking, well, if we are wanting to think about ourselves in the context of that we are all white educators and that our students are not all white and that we need to be addressing the needs that all of our students have, then how can we do that? And how can we be courageous leaders? How can we be leaders who really do serve all of our students and can meet the needs of all of our students? And so we wrestled with those ideas in thinking about our organization. How can we do those things? How can we serve all of our students and in a way that can meet IB's mission statement and our students' needs in such a way that we can be true to what everyone needs? And so I feel like that day that there was just a lot of sort of quiet thinking at the end that we were pondering a lot about how far, how hard do we push? How do we make this happen in a way that can be good for everybody.
Right, right. I do remember walking out of her home that day already thinking about some of the roadblocks that we'd put up, you know, in other words, even how do you get on our board? You know, our board becomes what it is because there's a lot of hurdles to jump to get to our board. You have to be an IB coordinator in Minnesota. And so you have to have, you know, experienced quite a bit of IB. And so it was an interesting time for introspection. And, you know, it led, we left there for quite some time. I mean, that kind of sat in Ellen's hands for some time while she, it was probably months later that we got together with her or heard from her again with some of her thoughts. And she kind of looked at, you know, she took the information that she received from us in person verbally, also our written purpose statements, and returned to us with not a mission statement, but just kind of some observations and some key things that she felt were threads that ran through it all. And based on what we had said we wanted to be, made some suggestions of some things that could be included in a mission statement, but certainly didn't do any wordsmithing of a mission statement for us. That was kind of up to us next. So when we met again, and we have quarterly meetings, and it was actually the early March meeting this last year where we shared some of her comments and asked our membership. And this, like I said, is probably 45 to 50 people in that meeting that day that were all coordinators in Minnesota. And how did we do that? I remember we did a lot of kind of table talk and got suggestions from them.
Right. Well, we came up with kind of a draft of the mission statement. Like we wanted it to mirror the IB mission statement. Mm-hmm. And we had worked with the board and kind of crafted what we thought was close to a final draft of what could be the Minnesota Association mission statement. And we shared that with people and had them at their table think about the question, what actions could we take as an organization to bring this mission statement to life? Mm-hmm. And we really wanted them to just sort of blow it up and think, mm-hmm. this is what we believe. If we believe these things, what actions do we need to take? So do we need to change our bylaws? Do we need to meet in different locations? Do we need to add teachers or students to our board? Do we need to lobby at the Capitol? Like if just like really think outside the box, like I've been part of this organization for over 20 years and I have gained so much knowledge and I have loved the connections that I have made. And I just wanted to know, like, how could we change it? Like if we really want to change and do something different, or if we are really going to, you know, just kind of like do something that meets this new mission statement, you know, if this is what we believe in, then like, what could that look like? And it was mm-hmm. super exciting. Like there was a yeah. lot of buzz in the room of what people were thinking and right. they had a lot of great ideas about, right. about what it could look like.
Yeah. And in fact, in the March meeting, they took the draft that we did kind of as a board and tore it apart pretty much and then kind of reconstituted. I remember that you and I actually did the kind of the final wordsmithing for the May meeting, which is where what you're describing happened. So when we, you know, kind of came up with this, and even then there's been a slight word change or two based on the feedback. Yes. But what was really important, I think, in this process, the last two times that we met, to have, you know, a fresh set of eyes looking at it. And then ultimately, as you said, it's just what's really exciting and it's really helped me think about how this is affecting our organization. It is a blueprint. It's in mission statement type language, which is by nature not super specific, but it allows for very specific things and encourages very specific things to happen because of if you do what it says, if you are actually living the mission, you are going to do some great things. And I think, do you have it in front of you or I have it here, but you can go ahead and read it if you have it in front of you. I think it would be a good time to have people hear it. And by the way, we don't mean that this is perfect. It was good for us and it is good for us for right now. But this is how based on what you've heard us talk about, this is what we came up with for Minnesota educators.
Right. We are courageous leaders supporting those in the IB community who are implementing IB programs, building connections, removing barriers, and creating systems that increase access for all. By doing this, young people, families, and educators in the IB community will have a voice, engage in meaningful learning, cultivate their geniuses, and celebrate their successes.
That's it. Yeah. And so if you're aware of the IB mission, you'll see that it has some parallels to it. It also, if you're, you know, kind of keeping up with the current leadership in IB with our new director general, this is definitely a direction that IB is trying to emphasize. It's a movement there. And so we're tying into that as well. And for the listeners, we'll definitely put this in the podcast notes. I also, you know, some of the things that Sarah was just talking about that it compels us to do, I think the way she said that, you know, that what actions does this compel us to take? And so when we asked that question, you know, we did one of those classics that those of you listening, I'm sure, have been part of this many times where you're sitting at tables and you've got post-it notes, you've got a piece of poster paper, and your group is writing out and holding them up, putting them on the wall. If you've ever been to IB training, you sure have been through that a lot. And we ended up with, I think about, did we have eight tables? I think there were eight tables. And and each of the tables presented a poster paper on the wall. And then afterwards, we did the next step, which isn't always done, which is we copied all the things off those poster papers and put them together to essentially create our blueprint for action for the next 1 to 3 years, probably. And really, when Sarah and I met at a coffee shop in late June to talk about this some more, we were looking through all these transcribed notes from those poster papers and found that it's just really exciting. And we can't wait to share it with our own group. And as part of this podcast, I will share the list right in our podcast notes. It is, a lot of it's personal just for Minnesota, but I mean, you'll hear some things. I'll just hit a couple of them. There's interest in, connecting with our administrators and coordinators, trying to bring training right here into Minnesota, celebrating successes of both students and educators in every one of our meetings, create structures so that we can bring guests in and current teachers. Oftentimes, because we're just coordinators, we don't hear from the staff in our buildings, and so we would like to bring them to our meetings and share with people the exciting things going on. We've had a tradition in Minnesota to always have students at our May meeting because they can talk about their individual projects and so on, and the extended essays and those kind of things. And that's always one of our most fun meetings because the kids are there. We thought, well, why not have the kids there? There, if you look at our mission statement, celebrate successes and cultivate geniuses, we would like to hear from the kids that are doing those things every time we meet. Look at more cross-platform learning, making sure that, or cross-program learning, excuse me, so we're hearing from other people. Our calendar, you know, as we build a calendar, it's going to have, you know, our goals of breaking down barriers and building connections and increasing access. That will be part of every meeting. Somehow it'll be in our calendar. And also doing it rather than wait to quarterly meetings, you know, having monthly things going on that really meet these things. And so I won't read the whole list, but it, you know, we're just excited to be able to do some of these things that are new to us, maybe something that those of you listening have always been doing, but it's really going to, I think, feel different to be a member of our organization because of this mission. And I'm really glad that we went down this road.
It's so exciting because once we landed on this through the work of reflection and then working and talking with our members and just, you know, thinking about this, like it just sort of just lays it out for us. I mean, like it just, like when John and I were talking, it just became so clear, like everything that we need to do, it just, it was all right there. I mean, I have been working with the middle years program, and it just feels so much like a statement of inquiry where it just this is our purpose. Like, this is what we're supposed to be doing. And like that all that we do at our meetings should be supporting this. And so it just gives us our purpose. And I think that our members are going to feel more connected, and I think that they'll be celebrated. I think that there's just a lot of ways that this will make these meetings meaningful and that we're going to learn a lot more. And I think we have always learned a lot, but I think that having this mission statement is really going to be a guidepost for us, that we are going to be able to know what we're doing. And then I also think that asking and continuing to ask for feedback from our members about this and making sure that we ask them, this is our mission statement. So how did we do? So this was our meeting, or, you know, we'll meet in September. And these were our goals. And how did we do? Did we do all right? What could we do better? And make sure that we are continuing to ask them how we can do better in meeting the IB mission statement, but the Minnesota IB statement, and meeting the needs of our students, most especially. So
that's right there. That's basically what Sarah and I wanted to talk about today. So if you're listening to us from Toronto, in other words, if you're at the IB Global Conference, Sarah's going to be kind of teasing this podcast at that meeting. But it, of course, like I said at the beginning, it should be evergreen for anyone that is, in other words, it's timeless. And in other words, anyone that's listening anytime, hopefully this will be useful. Once I put the podcast together and get the notes into the podcast notes into our podcast venue, I'll also try to start a conversation. So if you are interested in following this up more so, we do have, as you know, many of you listeners, regular listeners know, we have an IB Matters website, which I'll start the conversation there as well. But it's also, if you haven't ever looked at our Minnesota IB Schools website, we have some great resources there as well, including for new teachers and so on, things to kind of get you started in the upcoming school year. But we'll include this podcast link there as well. And if you have comments or like to share with us, reach out in whatever way you feel is easiest for you, whether it be by email or by Twitter or some other way in which you want to talk to us. Please reach out, and we will continue the conversation. But thanks, Sarah. Anything you want to add about this process before we sign off?
No, I am just really excited about what the future holds, because I think that it just can be rejuvenating, or it is rejuvenating, and makes me excited again now to talk about it, John. When you started listing off those things, I was like, oh, that's right. Those are really fun things. So it makes me excited for our meetings next year. So
I like the term rejuvenating is great. You know, especially if you've been doing this for a while and you just need a little kick to get you kind of thinking again about some of the great things we do, and, you know, revisiting our purpose. That was really helpful to start it all out. And I think it led to a really good final product. Again, not perfect, but it works for us for now. And that's all you can ask from a mission statement, I think.
Yeah. Right. Yes. That's great.
Well, thanks a lot, Sarah. I appreciate you taking the time today to meet and talk about this so we can share it with everyone.
Yeah, thank you.
You can learn more about our mission and the work we are planning by reading our podcast notes, as well as by checking out the MNIB website and the IB Matters website, both of which are linked in those notes. Now that we have over 100 IB Matters episodes covering a range of subjects, you can use our podcast webpage, which is organized by program and by topic. The link to the website is in those podcast notes, as I mentioned. You will find all of our episodes wherever you get your podcasts, and please subscribe so you don't miss any future programs. Join our 4,000 followers on Twitter at MattersIB. Also, help us spread the word about IB by liking, sharing, and reviewing the IB Matters links in your own feeds and social networks. In our time on the air, we've been heard in over 160 countries, a testament to the global reach of the IB. Oh, and one more time, here's our mission statement. We are courageous leaders supporting those in the IB community who are implementing IB programs, building connections, removing barriers, and creating systems that increase access for all. By doing this, young people, families, and educators in the IB community will have a voice, engage in meaningful learning, cultivate their geniuses, and celebrate their successes.